Welcome to the future. Technologies and innovations that sculpt our industry.
The rebates that are available through the home energy rebates programs, they actually come at the point of purchase or at the point of installation. They're designed to be point of sale rebates.
Okay.
And then tax credits come typically after the fact. You're filing for your tax credits. And so they are two separate things. You can receive both a rebate and a tax credit if you're eligible for that tax credit based on your income and all of the other things. I'm not a tax professional, but if you're eligible for a tax credit, you can potentially receive both a rebate and a tax credit on the same product that's being installed in your home.
This episode brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Home Energy Rebates Programs, putting money directly back into the hands of American households. Learn more at energy.gov.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again on Did You Know? The ESCO HVAC Podcast. So today we have the pleasure of spending time with Mia Lombardi from the United States Department of Energy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Mia is a veteran in the energy transformation that we are seeing across the country, with both utilities that are working with contractors to expedite heat pump installations and energy transitions, and helping understand our role as HVACR professionals in providing high efficiency equipment to the industry. It's one thing to be able to look at heat pumps as being able to operate in low ambient temperatures, like cold climates, like we talk about often, but it's really important to understand the benefits for all types of energy conservation, I look at it as. And we get a lot of questions, particularly from our educators and our contractors and technicians, as to, you know, what types of incentives are out there. And we hear a lot of things about tax incentives, but we don't always hear about rebates, particularly in like the home energy rebates. And that's where you spend a lot of time. And so I would love if you could kind of clarify, just from a high level, the difference between tax incentives and rebates, and what those rebates actually are for the industry.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. So just sort of starting with the home energy rebates program itself, I know this is a relatively new program, so a lot of people may not be familiar with the home energy rebates program. No. So starting quickly with sort of a definition of that, the home energy rebates, it's sort of an umbrella term that we use to describe two separate rebate initiatives, the Home Efficiency Rebates Program, which is sometimes called HOMES, yes, and the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Program, which is sometimes called HERE. And these are federally funded initiatives and combined represent about $8.8 billion of investment in American households. They came out of the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed in August of 2022. And the goal of them is really to help lower energy costs and to increase efficiency in American households. So they do that by lowering the cost of a household making an energy efficient upgrade in their home, whether it's taking a certain percentage of the cost off of a heat pump or a heat pump water heater through the form of a rebate. And households can receive through this program a combined total of $14,000 in rebates.
Per household?
Per household.
And that was a B for billion?
B for billion, $8.8 billion worth of investment in through these programs, yeah, across the country.
Okay, so this is something available for everyone. Well, potentially everyone, depending, I'm sure,
on income
levels and you know, applications of the equipment and types of equipment. But that's a significant investment into energy, really. It comes down to energy efficiency products. Now, so we've got rebates, and there are also tax incentives that can be available. But can someone actually utilize both rebates and tax incentives at the same time? Or is that something that has to be done separately?
Sort of yes and sort of no. They do have to be handled separately. So as I mentioned, the rebates that are available through the home energy rebates programs, they actually come at the point of purchase or at the point of installation. They're designed to be point of sale rebates.
Okay.
And then tax credits come typically after the fact, right? You're filing for your tax credits. And so they are two separate things. You can receive both a rebate and a tax credit if you're eligible for that tax credit based on your income and all of the other things. I'm not a tax professional, but if you're eligible for a tax credit, you can potentially receive both a rebate and a tax credit on the same product that's being installed in your home. But again, it would sort of be a separate process for the rebates versus the tax credits.
Absolutely. And I will take on that responsibility of having someone from that side, from the IRS, to be able to discuss what those tax incentives look like, those end of the year tax incentives. But what I'm hearing is that if done properly, we could actually use rebates up front and tax incentives at the end of the year for these different energy upgrades. And I myself keep looking at my own systems going, okay, what can I do? And my son just purchased a home a few months ago and he was asking, Dad, what can I do? And I said, well, we need to upgrade windows, doors, insulation, heat pump water heater. And he's like, oh, that sounds like a lot of money. I said, yeah, but there's a lot of programs out there. So let me dive into it and see what is available. So if he meets that criteria, he may actually qualify for upfront rebates and then end of year incentives. Well, so tell me about the rebates and how the program actually works.
Sure. So I mentioned there are two separate programs that sort of we bucket under that umbrella term of home energy rebates.
Yeah.
There is the home efficiency rebates program and the home electrification and appliance rebate program. And those two programs are structured a little bit differently. They both have the same goal of reducing energy and helping households save energy, lower their energy costs, all those things, but they employ different means of achieving that goal. So for the home efficiency rebates program, it's really designed to be a whole home program. Any measure, any product that will save energy in a home is potentially eligible. And the process for a customer to participate is going to look very different. So a customer may learn about the home efficiency rebates program through a website, through an announcement, through a targeted marketing communication. They go and they learn a little bit about it. They're going to have typically a home energy audit to understand their baseline usage.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe they get a list of recommendations, upgrades that they could potentially make, whether it's envelope, whether it's upgrading their HVAC system, replacing their water heater, whatever it is. And then they select from that different list of recommendations to find a combination of upgrades that will result in a minimum of 15% energy savings. They, through that program, can receive $8,000 in rebates. The home electrification and appliance program it allows customers to sort of choose from a set list of common measures, common upgrades that may happen. Yep. Okay. And so there's a set list of products that a customer could be eligible to receive a rebate for if they choose to install. Heat pumps are on that list, heat pump water heaters on that list, insulation on that list. The process for participating in that could look more like a customer walking into their local retail store, seeing some signage for the program, learning about it, walking through some information, maybe doing an income verification, trying to figure out whether or not they're eligible to participate, and then receiving a barcode is probably what it will look like, sent to them directly to their email, bringing that to a register and buying a heat pump water heater with a discount taken off. So the process for participating in the home electrification and appliance rebate program, again, is going to look a little bit different. You don't necessarily have to have an audit for all of the different measures, but there's a lot that's sort of left up to the states, and how they choose to design those programs may look a little bit different even by neighboring states. So I would definitely, all of this is sort of broadly talking about the way that we expect the programs to function, but just want to say each state has some flexibility in how they design and may choose to require different things that aren't necessarily spelled out by the federal program requirements.
That makes complete sense, because I've actually had contractors reach out to me saying that they had barcodes to be able to purchase a heat pump water heater at almost no cost. So the homeowner just ended up with some installation cost. And then I went, wait a minute. I don't know anything about that here in Indiana. And that is probably because we have not initiated that program to the extent that they had. I think this was in Washington that the contractor reached out to me that they had this one available. And that completely makes sense, is that it is a upfront rebate that can be utilized by going through that application. So if a homeowner is interested in either one of these programs, really an effective way to start that is with a home energy audit. A lot of people are not aware of home energy audits. And I've even had instructors reach out to us going, you know, we'd really like to start teaching home energy auditing as part of our programs because there's a growing need for auditors, to the point where I was just contacted by one of our educators from California that said that California is actually providing grants to pay for the courses for people to go through home energy certification programs. I went, well, that's fantastic, because that really fits right into a HVAC program by helping understand all the different energy aspects. And so it's a way that we can elevate our HVAC programs by introducing auditing certifications as part of our curriculum, because now we have that opportunity to not just be HVAC or refrigeration professionals, we have the opportunity to be home energy professionals. And boy, that really broadens opportunities in our educational outreaches. Okay, so let's talk about that process. And if I'm a consumer and I'm interested, so one way is I can start working with my local state energy offices. And so I'm sure each state has their own websites for that. But when we're talking about the HOMES program, is there a place for people to learn about that information up front for themselves?
Yes, definitely the first place that I would recommend going to learn about either the HOMES program or the HEAR program is energy.gov. And so if you go to the DOE website, we do have a map that shows the current status of each of the states in the application process. So One thing we didn't talk about a ton yet is that each of the states has a funding allocation for these home energy rebate programs. And so states apply for that funding allocation. They, through that application process, tell us a little bit about their program design and how they intend to invest these funds. And then they are awarded the funds and then they launch the programs. So each state is doing that on a slightly different timeline. Some are launching both programs together. Some are staggering the launch a little bit based off of program. And so we have a map on the DOE website that shows the status of each state's application. So I would definitely recommend taking a look at that. There is also a ton of information about the programs and the way that they're structured and the offers that are available, how they were formed, how they were released, and lots of information that state energy offices and program implementers are looking at and considering as they design their programs as well.
Wow. All right. So that's a great place for homeowners to start doing the research to see what they could potentially qualify. Now, I do know there are instances where maybe you have a renter that is renting a home or place, but they actually are supplying their own appliances. Are there any opportunities for renters that are thinking about purchasing products and maybe looking at higher efficiency stoves, you know, things that are actually mobile washer dryer, mobile devices?
Yep. So under these programs, states and territories can choose to allow renter-occupied buildings to apply for rebates, depending on the rebate program.
So if we were already purchasing high-efficiency products, but our state has not yet implemented the rebates program, but we know that it will be in the near future, do our purchases still qualify for rebate programs? How would that actually apply?
That's a great question. We do actually get that question a lot. Mm-hmm. And because these programs are designed to be point of sale or point of installation incentives, if a purchase has already been made and the installation has already taken place, it would likely not be eligible for a rebate through these programs. I would definitely encourage consumers that have already completed installations, put energy efficient products in their home, to look into other programs that may be available within their state. So potentially utility administered programs. There are lots of those out there that have rebates, potentially to look into tax credits. So there are lots of other options. But again, these home energy rebate programs are really designed to be point of sale or point of installation.
Sure, absolutely. Do we want to get a list of things up available maybe?
For the home efficiency rebates program, it really is any combination. If an energy auditor can show that it saves money, it is potentially eligible. That could be HVAC, it could be water heater, it could be windows, it could be doors, it could be insulation, it could be air sealing. It's really the combination that would qualify it for a rebate. For the home electrification and appliance rebate program, there is a very set list of products. So a consumer would want to check in with their state to see whether or not the state is choosing to offer incentives on that. But we, DOE, have determined that certain products are eligible, and those would be heat pumps, heat pump water heaters, electric stoves, that sort of thing. So there is a list for one program, and there's not a list for the other.
Okay. What about solar? Does it apply for either program?
No.
Okay.
Although some states are designing their rebate programs to complement solar programs, like, for example, under the home electrification and appliance rebate program, electric panels, electric wiring, those are eligible products. And so some states that have a really big focus on solar are looking at those rebates and their program and are considering designing their programs in a way that helps make homes solar ready.
Okay, and that makes sense because we do have incentives through our tax rebates. There's currently, I think, a 30% eligibility for your solar upgrades, but not necessarily through the home energy rebate style programs unless it ends up being part of like an electrical panel upgrade. You know, one of the courses that we did in our high performance heat pumps is looking at, you know, does the electrical supply for the home allow for upgrading to, you know, heat pumps or additional electrification efforts. So when we start looking at those electrical panel upgrades, that can now become part of our energy efficiency upgrade as part of the entire system, but not specifically for solar upgrades. Okay, so I'm seeing a lot of potential for not only rebates, but for potential tax incentives. But I know in my own area, my own electric utility has rebates for certain products. I know we have rebates for smart thermostats. We have rebates for high efficiency heat pumps, as well as heat pump water heaters. Could I actually stack my rebates and incentives, like say potentially having my electric utility rebate, but also having home energy or electrification rebates as well, and then potentially at the end of the year doing tax incentives? Could all of those actually potentially stack on top of each other for a consumer?
Absolutely. There are some requirements that you definitely want to be aware of. For the home energy rebates programs, you're not able to exceed 100% of the total project cost. So that's first and foremost, can't exceed 100% of the total project cost. Assuming you're not on track to exceed 100% of the total project cost, yes, a combination of these home energy rebate programs and utility funded programs could help cover more of the cost for a consumer and make these the actual installation itself a possibility. So absolutely, you can do that. I would encourage any consumer who's looking at stacking rebates or contractor who's talking with a consumer who's considering stacking rebates to look very carefully at the requirements of each individual program. In theory, yes, it is possible, and we hope that it happens across the country. We hope that this is something that will work for a lot of consumers and make these projects possible, but the details will matter. So whether or not the equipment is eligible for both programs that you're looking at, that's important. Whether or not a contractor has been enrolled in a contractor network through the utility administered program and the home energy rebate program, that's important. So making sure that the installation meets the eligibility criteria of both programs is going to be essential. Assuming the equipment qualifies for both, the contractor's been trained on both and enrolled in both networks, and all other requirements have been satisfied, yes, absolutely. We would definitely encourage consumers to consider stacking, and many state energy offices are looking at ways to help promote different offers and help their residents be aware of the different offers that are available within their territory and that they may qualify for.
Man, that is some fantastic information. Mia Lombardi, I'm so grateful that you've joined us, clarified a lot of these rebates versus incentives and tax credits, things that are available to us to help initiate and to help move along our, really, it's, we can call it many different things. We hear electrification, we hear degasification. It's really about energy conservancy. It's about being cautious with the amount of energy that we're using, reducing our energy expenses as much as possible, and just providing many times a more comfortable atmosphere. We start looking at things like window and door upgrades and insulation upgrades, and then potentially heat pumps and heat pump water heaters. We're starting to encapsulate homes and make high efficiency homes that are much more comfortable than our drafty, expensive homes of the past. And so it's really an effort to be cautious of the energy that we're using. I encourage everyone to hop on energy.gov, look at the federal opportunities that we have, reach out to your local energy utilities and see what programs you have that you could potentially stack, and also work with your tax advisor to see what type of tax credits you have available. So we thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much.